coming to you with words and teaching that will change your life forever.
All things that you will ever need in your life, they're wrapped up in the Word. Go for the Word.
You need to understand this thing.
And when you get a hold of it, keep saying it. Don't stop talking it. Keep saying it. Keep saying it. The Bible says in the city of Ephesus, so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Can you shout amen?
I'm setting the course that I must follow.
In the name of Jesus, prosperity is mine. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul.
Yay! Pastor Chris, word hearing.
This is a continuation of the message, The Lordship of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We're talking about the Lordship of Jesus Christ, and I began explaining to you that the proclamation of His Lordship was what brought us into salvation. You remember? And we feasted on Romans chapter 10, verse 9, where it said, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Now, while we're on this subject, let me explain something to you. Doesn't matter what kind of life you're living, if it's not founded on the Word of God, you have but a short time of joy, a short time of happiness. You're not going to go very long. You will not go far. Make no mistakes about it. Let no one deceive you. Every other foundation is false. The Bible says no other foundation can be laid except the foundation of Christ. Hallelujah. The man whose life is founded on the Word of God will win at the end. See, I'm looking at life and I'm looking at the end. The man, the woman whose life is founded on the Word of God will win at the end. Have you watched those folks running? They have these sometimes 400 meter race or 800, meaning you go around twice. Some have 1,500 and so on. You do not take off the way those who are going for 100 meters take off. How many of you know that? If you're a sprinter here, you already know what I'm talking about. Imagine if you have 5,000 meters to go, and then you took off like the guy who's going 100 meters. It won't be long before you start panting and asking for glucose. But that's the way some people are. They took off wrongly. They never had the time to settle on the Word of God, to understand the Word of God, so they could live a true and solid life. Now you're here, some of you are into politics, some of you are in the government service, some of you are businessmen and women, some are students in different fields, professionals of different kinds. You're all from varying fields of life. Wonderful. But where is your life founded? Is it founded on your job? You'd lose. It'll fail. Is it founded on your business? It'll fail. On what is it founded? An atheist was asked the question, "You don't believe in God?" He said, "I don't." "What if you die and then you find out there's a God? What are you going to do?" He thought for a moment. He said, "I don't think there's a God." "What if you found out there's a God?" He said, "I don't think there's any." "What if you found out?" "I don't think there's any." "Do you know everything?" "No." "What if this happens to be one of those things you don't know?" "Well," he said, "that would be very serious then." See, the atheist has nothing to plug his life to. Nothing. Now, that doesn't mean that if you believe in something, it's okay. What I'm trying to say, if you believe in something, it's okay. The Bible says there is no other name under heaven. Under heaven. No other name under heaven given to man for salvation. No other name except the name of Jesus. Now, I know that we are in a day where so many things are being preached. In other words, they tell us to accept everybody from the standpoint of religious tolerance. We should tolerate people of other faiths, okay? Tolerance is not the same thing as believing. We don't have to believe other faiths. Somebody said there are many ways to God. How could you say there's only one way to God? There must be many ways to God. That means God is confused. Is that what you're saying? No, he's given us so many ways. Anybody can find God? No. 1,000 times, no. You say, "Why do you say so?" I'll tell you why. No one ever said, "I am the way." Buddha said, "Follow me. I'm searching the way. We'll find the way together." Jesus said, "I am the way." Now, what if somebody else said so? Okay, move to the next one. Jesus said, "I am the truth." Meaning, I am the reality. No man ever said those words. You say, "What if somebody else did?" Well, Jesus said another one. He said, "I am the life." Life. Nobody ever said those words. You say, "What if somebody else said it?" Well, Jesus, listen, he was crucified. He died on that cross. He was buried. The third day he arose. Nobody ever came out of the grave. So he proved himself to be the Son of God with power by the resurrection from the dead. Can you shout amen, somebody? Amen. Nobody. He was very dead. The Bible tells us when he was hanging on that cross, a Roman soldier took a spear and thrust it through his side. Blood and water gushed out, proving his heart had ruptured. He was very dead. They buried him in the grave, rolled a stone to the entrance of that cave and sealed it to make sure he didn't come out. He was there 3 days. And then the Bible tells us he had been embalmed with grave clothes. All right? And they had put some of those chemicals on those clothes and wrapped him in such a way that by the third day, that thing hardened and became a cocoon. So if he hadn't died on the cross, the Roman spear should have killed him. If he didn't die with that spear, Then when they put him inside that grave, and that cocoon hardened around his body, he should have died. There was only one vent around his neck because his head had not been embalmed like the rest of the body. They couldn't finish it because of the Sabbath that was dawning on them. So they had to leave and hoping to complete it on Sunday morning. Are you hearing me? If the man hadn't died before then, that thing should have now killed him. It hardened around his body. Every finger was wrapped. Every toe was wrapped. Everything was wrapped except his head. He should have died. Now, tell me. Look, on Sunday, the Bible says early in the morning, before dawn, the women who had done the embalming came to complete it. They got to the grave. They noticed the stone had been rolled away. They said, "What? The stone has been rolled away." And then they ran away to tell the disciples, "Someone has rolled away the stone." John and Peter came rushing down to the grave to find out who dared desecrate that grave. They got there. The stone had been rolled away. John looked in. He didn't enter, the Bible says. Peter entered. And then John observed something. The Bible says he saw and believed. Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me, and God raised them from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@level360.com. God bless you.